So in Sheni Parshas Todos, we find Yitzchak in Gvar, Vayeshev Yitzchak Bigrar, and Kedarko, so he experiences the things that his father experienced with the nuances. Rivka isn't taken by Avimelech, but there's certainly fear on Yitzchak's part. Kiamarti Penamos Aleha. There's certainly interest on Avimelech's part, and more than interest, the intrusion. Hezekriya, in the literal sense of the term, Vayeshkef Avimelech Barach Alon, Vayar Vine Yitzchak Mitzache Kes Rivka Ishto. And Yitzchak's concerns seem to be well founded, but ultimately the bris between the previous Avimelech, presumably, and Avram, Lininiyu Lenechdi, maintains, and it's reaffirmed, Hanogea Ba'isha Zeh Vishto, Mos Yumas, Vayizra Yitzchak Bashana Ahi Vayimza. So the Me'ah Sha'arim is noted by all of the Mefarshim. And following Targum Oklis, which is really, you know, the lead on the issue, there's a consensus. Rashi takes this view. The Rashbam takes this view. The Radak takes this view. The Chizkuni takes a modified version of this view that what you should have yielded, let's say one unit yields 100 units. The Chizkuni says it's only 10 units, but be that as it may, there's a multiple factor. And Rashi goes a step further, and Rashi argues that there was a very particular reason that the Torah is mentioning this. Me'ah sharim shemdua kameru yilasos v'asasa al'acha shemdua me'ah v'rabosenu amru. So Rashi quotes in the Bereishis Rabbah, Umad Zeh L'Maisros Hayah, that this Umad, that this estimation, we're trying to figure out how much it would yield, and then it's a hundredfold, that was for the purposes of Maisros. And this brings to mind the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid and Hilchos Malachim. The Rambam states in Perek Tes, Al Shisha Dvarim Nisava Adem Rishon, Avodah Zarah, Birkas Hashem, Shvi Chazdam, Begil Areos, Gezel, Al Adinim, Me'af Bisha Kulon, Hini Kabbalah, Be'adinim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Adea Ve'adas, Nota Lahen, these are all intuitive. Michal Dei Retor Yirah, Shal Eilu Nitzdave, Hosef Lenoach, Eivar Minachai, Shnemar Ach Basar, Ve'naf Shodam Aloso Chelu, Nimsu Sheva Mitzvos. That Nimsu Sheva Mitzvos we've discussed in the past, that's the Rambam's way of saying that this is a concrete unit. Ve'chena Yadav Rechol Olam, Ad Avram, that's one of two times in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam uses that same expression, Adav Rechol Olam, Ad Avram, Kevan Shenigma Leitanza, obviously Perek Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that Avram represents a watershed in the history of the world, Avram Keninechad, Bo Avram, Vinitztave Yeser Leilu Bemila, Vihu Hispalel Shachar, the Diuk of the case of Mishnah, that it's not the same as Mila, which was a tzivoy, a mitzvah, who is palal shachris. In other words, hosifo midato, v'yitzchak hifrish meiser, v'hosif tila acharis of nos yom, v'yakov hosif gidanash, v'yis palal arvis, mitzrayim nitztave, back to tzivuyim, amra mitzvah seseros, whatever that is. The case of Mishnah says about that, tzarech ian hechi meisila, ad sheba Moshe Rabbeinu v'nishlam atar al yadom. So the Ravid objects, and the Ravid says that Yitzchak Hefrish Meiser should actually have been, you know, Roy Lomar, says the Ravid, that Avram was the one who did so. Kenei Roy Lomar, v'hu his palel shachris, v'hefrish meiser. And the case of Mishnah intuits that what the Ravid is referring to is the incident of Parashas Lech Lecha. You know, Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem, Hotzi Lecha, Mayayin, v'hu Kohen El'yon, Vayomer Baruch Avram Lekelion Kuneshemai Maritz, Varuch Kelion Esher Migin Zerecha Yadecha, Vayitin Lomaser Mikol, so some Achokis Arishonim, but most assume that it means that Avram gave Meiser from the Shalal to Malki Tzedek, who was a Kohen, so it's kind of a proto gesture of Trumos and Meiser, so why are you crediting Yitzchak? So you should credit Avram. So the answer I think is clear, and it's stated by the Kesef Mishnah, that even if you accept that, which seems to be the Pshat, you know, Yitzchak went a step further than Avram in this regard. This is the case of Mishnah.
Now,
She kibda malchitzedek ba'otzas lechem v'yayin ubercho retzal aseisal meiser ha'shalal. Ava Yitzchak hu harishon she iser mamona l'shem meiser kifid rashas chachamim bizra Yitzchak ba'aretz ahiva imtah me'ah sharim v'ashana ha'i me'ah sharim. So the point is that Yitzchak took something that Avraham had done on an ad hoc basis, really based on circumstance and Malki Sadek's graciousness, and he turned it into something which was kavua, and he turned it into a practice that he, you know, did ba'aretzahi ba'shanahi, but was clear that was part of his understanding that whatever the bounty the earth gives him, so he has to separate, you know, some version of Trumos and Maisros. So he's taking the idea, the concept of Avram, and he's formalizing it, consolidating it, institutionalizing it. And this, of course, is a yesod when it comes to Yitzchak. It's not just a din prati by Maisros, but it's really a din klali. What Yitzchak did is he took all of Avram's revolution, which would have been lost to history, and Yitzchak's responsibility is to go back to all of those wells, to undig those wells that were kicked in, to reestablish them, to take things a little bit further, to broaden the beachheads, to take the ad hoc maisros and to establish it, to institutionalize it. To continue on this path of Avram, again it was Metakin Tfila Shachris. Listen to the language of the Rambam. Hosif Tfila Acharis Lifnos Hayom. He understands that he's building on what his father started. And Yitzchak's Gvura, Ezu Gibor Akove Shesitzro, is that we all have a natural tendency to want to be, pioneers and revolutionaries. Maybe not, we don't want to be revolutionaries, but people seek making their mark. But sometimes the hard work of history is to consolidate the gains that were made. Avram and Sarah were sui generis, and Yitzchak and Rivka have an enormous responsibility in terms of continuing that work, which is no less noble, which is in some ways even more complex. Because they, right, unlike Avram and Sarah, he's Aleich Lefanai, who were writing the playbook, they have to follow a certain playbook and yet, you know, put their own stamp on it. It's delicate work, and they do it in a remarkable way. And Maisros is really ground zero as an example, and this is the Kesef Mishnah story that he's telling, is really a ground zero example of how Yitzchak was able to take something that his father had originated, but formalize, institutionalize, and anchor it, Vayizra Yitzchak, Ba'aretz Ahi, Vayimtza B'Shana Ahi, Me'asharim, Vayivarchayhu Hashem.